This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Bone-chilling cold gripping much of the U.S. is breaking century-old records and is being blamed for at least 9 deaths. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says it's really cold in the Midwest.
Temperatures have been as much as 30 to 40 degrees below normal, even a little bit colder than that in some locations. So we're talking about low temperatures. We've had some lows as cold as negative 45. Pretty widespread, though, negative 20 and colder.
Chouinard says it's possible the eastern U.S. is going to get another winter storm.
We do have now some winter storm watches that are actually in effect as far south as portions of the Florida Panhandle. They go up through the coastal Carolinas and then into portions of southern New England. Again, some uncertainty, but it's looking like we'll have a system move up the coast that could bring a wintry mix of weather.
Authorities open warming shelters in the south as temperatures dip notably close to zero in Alabama and Georgia. The Senate is returning to Washington this week to face a looming battle over the immigration program. Details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The battle is over the DACA program, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's a program that's meant to protect from deportation immigrants brought to the country illegally as children. Many of them grew up here, went to school, and got jobs. Senators have been working on an agreement but still face several issues. For instance, if current DACA recipients would be offered a path to citizenship, what border security measures would be included, and if the administration will continue to insist on a border wall as part of any deal.
The issue is expected to come up during Wednesday's White House meeting with key members of Congress. The protests continue in Iran. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says the U.S. is monitoring the citizen protest in that country. The unrest has killed at least 21 people in the past 6 days. Stocks closed higher on the first day of trading of 2018. The Dow up 104. The S&P rose 22. The Nasdaq climbed 103. This is townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here, and for 2 years now, I've been telling you about my wife, Sue, who tried Relief Factor because of her knee pain, and it worked. And if you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, do what my wife, Sue, did. Try Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call them toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Taiwan Supreme Court has ruled that a man must pay his mother nearly $1 million for putting him through college and assisting him in becoming a dentist.
The Supreme Court judges upheld a court's ruling that a son must honor a contract he has signed with his mother when he was 20 years old. In the contract, he agreed to pay his mother 60% of his monthly net income once he qualified as a dentist. The mother sued her son after he had refused to pay her, even though he had a lucrative dental practice. The judges ruled the contract was valid as the son was an adult when he signed it and was not forced to do so. It's not unusual for Taiwanese parents to sue their grown children for not providing for them financially.
That report from the BBC's Cindy Su from Taipei, Taiwan. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. British commuters faced stiff increases in rail fares on the first workday of the new year.
Travelers are facing average fare hikes of 3.4%, prompting protests from activist groups and London's mayor amid complaints of unreliable rail service. Anthony Smith, chief of the independent group Transport Focus, says fares are going up as workers' wages stagnate, placing an unfair burden on commuters. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said the government and private rail companies have to give passengers better service at a fair price.
Correspondent Jeremy Alce said at least 46 people died when a bus tumbled off a cliff onto a rocky beach Tuesday along a narrow stretch of highway known as the Devil's Curve. Peruvian police and fire officials said the bus was carrying 57 passengers to Peru's capital when it was struck by a tractor trailer shortly before noon. and plunged down the slope. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. And as promised, we have the one and only Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Miss Liz, how are we doing?
I am terrific. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. I'm sorry I missed you while I was in New York, but I just did not want to share what I was dealing with you. And I was disappointed that we didn't get a chance to meet up face to face. But I thought that you'd better appreciate me maybe in springtime when I'm not having to deal with this, the consequence of the weather. I mean, I went, we had a cold snap in Florida before I left for New York. Get to New York and a little bit of dusting, so we got a little bit of snow and some cool weather there. But it finally got the better part of me. But I'm still fighting it.
I'm sorry, and I'm sorry that clouded your trip, because that's not much fun to be traveling while you're not feeling well. But I was sorry to miss you, but glad to be chatting today.
Yep, exactly. Well, inspired a bit by, I did get to see a couple of plays. We saw The Bronx Tale and then saw the Latin History for Morons. Had to see that just for the heck of it, just because. And in that spirit of Latin History for Morons, I thought maybe we should take a look at this this great middle class miracle. And you could break down this tax reform bill, for the morons, for us morons that have been unfairly influenced by the mainstream media and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who just are predicting the sky is going to fall here.
Bill, it is a shocking thing to me that even as this thing has now passed, and even as Americans across the board are going to be seeing in February their taxes go down, Nancy Pelosi is still out there talking about how 80 million Americans will see a tax hike, middle-class Americans will see a tax hike. And the reason she can get away with saying that is because in 2025, the individual tax rate changes that have been part of this bill do expire, but no one expects them to expire absolutely, because Congress is never going to want to vote or not vote on keeping them in place. So what I think is really dangerous for the Democrats, all of whom oppose this bill, is, again, that in come February, people are going to say, wait a minute, my taxes just went down. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and my senator, if he's a Democrat, has been lying to me about the impact of this, because the average American worker is going to see a tax cut of about 20%. And the dollar amounts aren't huge because they don't pay a huge amount of taxes already, but it's huge to the person on the other end of that. And by the way, we've also seen the second act begin to happen, which is that numerous companies, including Comcast and AT&T, have already announced they're giving workers $1,000 bonuses because they're sharing the benefits of lower taxes. Now, look,
This is even before the president has signed it into law, right?
That's right. So, you know, is this a good thing for Americans that they're getting this $1,000 windfall from some of the companies that are biggest employers in the land? Of course it is. And these companies aren't just being philanthropic. They want this stuff. They want a pro-business president in the White House, and they have that now. They would like to see policies of a pro-business administration succeed. And guess what? They're not going to have to succeed if Democrats take the House in 2018.
Exactly. Well, Liz, you said it right that come February, the rest of America, that middle class miracle, they will realize practically in their check, they're going to see they're getting more money. It's like, whoa, I usually don't experience this until April or May. And now February, just like President Trump said, it was going to happen. And there's another lie right there, as you say, that Nancy and Chuck have put out there. But more importantly, as you say, the drop the mic moment was when the president announced that AT&T, you got Wells Fargo, Comcast, Boeing, seven companies. And I believe you can look for more companies announcing Christmas bonuses as well, because they're going to get on the hashtag MeToo bus as well on this, because it's a good thing. And so that's in the face of what Democrats said, you know, and Bernie Sanders, well, if they get all this money and they're going to just put it in their pockets and they're going to give it to their top execs, they're not going to give it to their people. So how do you square that up?
Well, you don't square it up. And that's the whole point. And that's why business managers are making a very wise decision in sharing the proceeds of this, because again, what do they want going forward? They want more deregulation. They want the paths open to make it easier to invest in the United States. And that's what this White House is all about. I do think that the fundamental, I think you and I have talked about this, the fundamental divide here is Democrats are openly hostile to the idea that businesses will do something good for employees. They just, you know, because big business is the Democrats' biggest nightmare. They cannot concede that the smart CEO may say, hey, this is working for me. I want this to continue. So I'm going to make people happy, right?
Right.
So the other thing that sort of fuels that response on the part of Democrats is their fundamental pessimism about the United States' ability to compete. Why would any CEO expand in the United States if America can't compete? Well, I think we have someone in the White House who thinks America can win, can compete, and that's what his policies are all about.
Well, the other thing, too, Liz, let's consider reality here. You have these businesses that were forced overseas because of the tax rate, and it's been a tough grind for them. Don't think that just because they're on a lower tax rate, some of their trade-offs has been is they've got to spend more money in training people. You got language issues. You also have just raw productivity levels. Where here in America, people aren't afraid of working hard. This is all part of our culture. In some overseas operations, it's like, oh no, you don't understand. We got a special holiday. Well, no, you had that special holiday last week. No, that happens every week.
That's exactly right. You have countries like France, which just elected a president, socialist country, basically electing Macron as president. Why? Because he promised to unshackle labor laws, which have really hurt that country's ability to compete. Even the IMF and the World Bank and organizations like that have called out France for being so pro-labor that they can't move forward.
Right.
Well, you know, when Democrats in this country and people like Bernie Sanders say, hey, you know, we really want to model ourselves on those countries, just as you're saying, why would you do that when they're not succeeding? They're not growing. We're growing.
Exactly. Well, this is what Donald Trump has unleashed. And even with 90% of the media reporting being so negative, it's kind of hard to buck against reality. I mean, you would think, I mean, it really speaks of the ineffectiveness of the media, even with that kind of firepower to present a negative issue. You would think that 90% at least of America would think so negatively of this president. But yet, even with his approval ratings being in the 30s, they still rank up there in spite of all the bad news. Because, like you say, it's hard to resist the empirical evidence, isn't it?
Yes, but don't kid yourself. It's taken a toll. This relentless assault on Donald Trump and the Trump White House has, after all, more than half of Americans not believing they're going to get a tax cut. So they're listening to Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly.
They're listening to Chuck Schumer.
We got to go to break. More from Liz after this.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
2017 was a great year for our country and for Bill Martinez Live, and you're listening to some of our best shows from this past year.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, America. Welcome back as we come to you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific.
Jones.
I am Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Liz P. continues. Columnist for FoxNews.com, the Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. This is why she's got the chalkboard out there and breaking this tax reform bill, which Vice President Pence called a middle-class miracle yesterday. So breaking this down for us morons, because we've been told all these wrong things, and I know some of you don't know what to believe. And Liz, I think when they actually get their paychecks, they still may not believe this. And maybe feel so guilty, they'll just want to send the money back to the government. So, now you made an error.
Well, actually, on Barney and Company this morning, we had, I think, a senator from one of the southern states. And he said, hey, you know, if the Democrats in blue states don't want their tax cuts, they can send the money to us. We're happy to take it. Louisiana, I think it was. Yeah. So,
well,
you know, that works, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, as we were talking about earlier, it has been a year for one Donald Trump, who was not supposed to be in the Oval Office. He was a clown, a joke. Look at what he's done. I mean, the long list of accomplishments, and the crowning part of course, was this tax reform and Jobs Act bill. And I like the way they positioned that together, even by title. And he insisted on holding on that, even though I guess the parliamentarian said that that's the wrong title. But he said, no, I'm going to hold to that title, that it is a tax cut and Jobs Act. Yeah, it was a tax cut and Jobs Act 2017, because that's what he's all about.
Yeah, and you know, people deride Donald Trump from so many quarters and have so many negative things to say about him. But the truth is, his political instincts really are quite excellent. And and I always think, frankly, that I understand what he's saying. You know, I think he'll say something and the media goes wild trying to, you know, point out that it's really a terrible thing to say. And I always know what he's trying to get at. And in this case, he was concerned that the Republicans were spending all their time talking about reform, tax reform. Mm. And as he said, to most Americans, that's like, who cares? What does that mean to me?
Exactly.
And that is the secret sauce here. What does it mean to me? And that's why I talk about, in February, when people open up their paychecks, they begin to see their withholding is going down for federal taxes. That is what it's going to mean to them. For the Comcast worker who gets a $1,000 bonus this Christmas, that's what it means to them. At the end of the day, Bill, there is nothing more important to the average American voter than the economy, than their job prospects, their take-home pay. And the next shoe to drop for the Democrats is we are going to begin to see wages go up. That has been the big negative during the Obama years, of course, wages simply didn't go higher. My view of that is because there were many, many millions of people more in the workforce, sort of marginally attached to the workforce, than the Obama administration was willing to admit. So you never really had pressure, upward pressure, organic upward pressure on wages.
Exactly.
And what we know is that economics, the rules of economics have not changed. In Silicon Valley, for example, where there is a tremendous need for engineers and other people to work in the tech industry, which is booming, wages have skyrocketed. Why? Because there's a demand for labor. There's not enough people. Across the country, that just has not been true. And, of course, that's why Trump was able to talk about the presence of so many people here illegally in the country and how that has put pressure on the minimum wage worker. And I think that's true. But also, it is just the case we have not created enough jobs. It's very simple. So now, if we do get continued upward revisions, or I should say upward growth in the United States and more people being hired, guess what? That is going to work out extremely well in terms of pushing wages higher, and that's going to start next year.
Well, you've got the elimination of all these regulations. I mean, what, 22-to-1 ratio that he affected right off the bat. And the business people and the, you know, the reasonable economists, the ones that can look at it objectively, you know, like yourself, Liz, you've been analyzing this stuff. I mean, it's not about, a political party or interest or an ideology. It's just about, okay, what works? I mean, and you see this, and they started seeing that, whoa, wait a minute, this is starting to move. And so you saw the enthusiasm growing, consumer confidence at an all-time high. ownership of homes by Hispanics and blacks have gone off the charts. Unemployment in the black community. President Trump went to the black community and said, what do you got to lose? Give me a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, you had 8 years with one of your own, and what happened to you here? And now...
8 years.
Yes.
Of benefits and so forth, which have yielded almost nothing. I mean, that was a genius move. And now, as you say, unemployment's come down in the black community. Unemployment amongst Hispanics is at an all-time low.
Yes.
I mean, that's got to be cheering up people, right?
It really is. Well, again, this is all this empirical evidence that is difficult. And when Trump calls out the media for fake news, they've got a credibility issue, and it's growing wider and wider. And unless they shore this up, this is going to be a major pain. It's already, they're dealing with a lot of pain already in this deal because they're trying to recapture some credibility.
I think that's totally right. I think the media is in trouble. It doesn't mean, once again, that it doesn't have some impact. I have lots of friends, of course, in New York City who only read the New York Times. They believe what they read in the New York Times. It's really appalling. They don't understand that it's just an unbelievably biased news organization, as so many of the major outlets are. But thank heavens for radio shows like yours and Fox News and others who are presenting at least the other side, because there are two sides to this White House. And, again, kind of going into this, all the eyes, of course, are on 2018, whether the House will be taken back by Democrats, and that could happen. But I wouldn't bank on it, because if the economy is doing well, and by the way, one of the things that is in this tax bill is immediate expensing of capital expenditures for businesses.
Exactly.
Already
it's huge.
CapEx,
yes.
It is really. I mean, already that segment of the economy has begun to pick up after many years of lying dormant and being a drag on the rest of the economy. This is really going to put it into hyperbolic speed. And I think, could really be the thing that kind of shoots us above 3%, 3.5%. I think you could get to 4% next year. That, if that's the case, it's going to take a lot of sort of gobbledygook from Democrats to convince Americans that they're not better off.
Without a doubt. Well, Liz, and the president and this administration is doing this in the face of two major tragedies, natural disasters that we've been dealing with. You imagine if we hadn't been dealing with that, what would happen? We're still dealing with the languishing effects of Obamacare. And that is still an anchor that we're dragging, that once we can clear away, even though one of the benefits of this this new act, tax cut, is that the individual mandate was taken care of. But it doesn't totally repeal Obamacare. We still have liability here.
There's no question. And this has to be fixed. I mean, Congress, the idea that Congress is going to fix something always elicits enormous mirth from people who are skeptical and cynical about Congress. But they do have a lot on their plate. They've got to fix Obamacare. There's no question. I mean, eliminating the individual mandate is going to be welcome news to millions of people who are paying this year, I think the number is like $865 if they don't sign up.
Right.
Well, great. But the truth is that money is not going to be there to shore up the exchanges and to make this program whole. So the Congress is going to have to step in and begin to figure this out. Congress also has to figure out the DACA program, because that's something most Americans want to see continued. It has to be fixed. It has to be put in place in exchange for some other concessions on border security. Let's get it done, folks. I mean,
yeah, without a doubt. Well, maybe, we tasted victory. Maybe we'll continue on that, huh? What do you say? That'll be a great start for the new year. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Merry Christmas, Liz. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, Bill. All the best to you and your family.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Happy New Year, America. Thanks for joining us as we remember some of the best interviews, experts, and guests that we had on Bill Martinez Live this past year.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow. What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, as independent as you like us and just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Poor Ralphie. And, you know, just a reminder of all the great movies that we have to enjoy this holiday season. Welcome back. This is the place that we've never been afraid to say Merry Christmas to you, okay? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Daniel Garza joins us. A little bit of his background. It's been a while since we've had him on, but I will remind you, he began his public career, service career as a congressional staff assistant for U.S. Congressman Richard Hastings. In 2001, he was tapped by George W. Bush administration to serve as Deputy Director of External and Intergovernmental Affairs in the Office of the Secretary of Department of Interior, was appointed in 2004 to Associate Director of the Office of Public Liaison in the White House. Today, the Executive Director of the Libra Initiative, Daniel Garza, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, Mr. Martinez. Thank you so much again for the invitation.
Oh, no, Daniel, please. And please call me Bill. You know, you and I mean, we're compadres here, man.
You got it, Bill.
We gotta hang in here, man, fighting a good fight here on behalf of the people to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. But I want to get your read on tax reform. A lot being put out there. Nancy Pelosi says, oh, my gosh, this is Armageddon. I mean, she had to bring God into the situation here. So now we have Armageddon with tax reform. What's the reality of tax reform as you see it here, Daniel?
Yeah, well, I disagree with Nancy Pelosi. It won't be the last time. Look, I feel that the most important action we can take to promote economic growth, increase jobs and prosperity, wages and opportunity for people, and really improve America's comparative standing in the world is by easing tax burdens on employers and employees alike. And so we need to pass substantial, bold tax reform. It's just necessary for America.
I think the opportunity for the Beltway here, Daniel, and you know better than I do, I mean, you've worked there, so you know how it goes, is that the vision that has been cast by our chief executive officer, President Donald Trump, is one for growth and opportunity. And already, just on the horizon and the mere articulation of that vision has got people excited. I mean, people are dreaming big dreams again about every bank I speak with, says Bill, you know, small business activity has gone up exponentially. It looks rather bright. We look at the stock market. It may hit 25,000 this week. It's incredible the numbers that have been happening. Unemployment all-time low, may set a record as well. GDP, of which they said the president would never hit three. They laughed at him. They laughed at him like they laughed at Mitt Romney when he said Russia was our biggest enemy. And of course, now it's a different story a couple of years later with some experience and the truth being out there. But they laughed, made fun of the president, and now we've had two quarters, even as we deal with some major natural disasters like two hurricanes, and we're at 3.3. Most incredible that this would happen within the first year. So the toll number of the wins and the positive things that I believe that we're looking at stand in the face of all this negativity and words like Armageddon.
Bill, nothing upsets me more than when the left diminishes the importance of what it means to have increases in productivity. Mm-hmm. We got to help get America back to over 3% GDP growth or higher. And of course, that would then result in increased wages and increased jobs and increased opportunities. We've grown weary of minus 2% growth. That right. is not normal.
Exactly.
You know, today, you know, we focus on the Latino community. There's 4 million Latino businesses that need relief. Mm-hmm. And that's important because only 50% of small businesses that are owned by minorities survive past 5 years, and only a right. third survive past 10 years. And a lot of that has to do with the imposition of so much government regulation and rules and taxation.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Daniel, because the Latino community is so misrepresented and mischaracterized in some regards. At the very heart of the Latino community is this this culture that we were raised with, Daniel, that, you know, we've never been afraid of hard work. We've worked hard. We've worked our butts off.
Absolutely.
We are producers. And it galls me when some of these people try to put the Latino community in some sort of monolithic block of some sort in order to advance their agenda. That is not true. We are hardworking
not
people.
At all. Not at
yeah,
all.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, what's important here, Bill, to understand is that the U.S. Latino community is the wealthiest Latino community in the world. There are 15 million of us who make over $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
But we're 60,000. So that means there's 45 million who also need tax relief, who also need a break, who also need help with their small businesses and you know, reaching that point of sustainability. And the left, what they've done is crammed government down their throats and dependency and more government programs that do not help lift Latinos and get them on that, you know, path towards economic prosperity. And so what we're saying is, you know, we believe in the Latino community and their skills and their talents, and we believe in our free market and the free enterprise system to lift them. We know that is the case because we've seen it throughout the arc of history.
Exactly, especially Latinos that have just come from other countries here recent, maybe first, second generation. They do not forget easily what it was like in their country of birth. And they come here to the United States because of liberty, because they have a fair shot to realize this dream that wakes them up in the middle of the night and has them out there working hard, providing for their families, educating their children, being positive contributors to the American dream and this great American experiment. And we're grateful for that. My dad was, and his father before him, you know, felt the same way. And this is what we were taught as kids growing up, you know, a family of 9 kids, you know, that, you know, you get what you give, you work hard, you go in, you put an honest day's work and go ahead and dream big dreams is what my dad used to always say to us.
Amen. Look, what's happening right now is that there's no greater contributor to to a rigged economy than the U.S. tax code. And that's tripping up a lot of people, a lot of folks who want to, you know, improve their lot in life. And tax reform is Washington's opportunity to unrig it. We feel very strongly about that. 72% of Americans believe that our economy is rigged to the advantage of the rich and the powerful. And, you know, this plan lets hardworking Americans keep more of what they earn and treat taxpayers fairly. You know, it also, I think, makes U.S. companies more competitive worldwide, and it attracts new companies and businesses to our country. So, you know, we have to remove incentives for U.S. companies to move capital and operations and jobs overseas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're thrilled about this plan. You know, obviously it has issues that have to be ironed out. It could be better. But where we're at right now, we feel very satisfied and very pleased that this is a pro-growth plan.
Well, compared to what we went through 8 years earlier, this is a grand step forward, right? And so the opportunity that I mentioned to you earlier, because you've been there and you know the inner workings, and as you just said, is that we have to stay vigilant on it to realize the dream and vision that Donald Trump has for tax reform, that it is growth driven, even though some others want to look at the glass half empty. He's looking at it half full and projecting, you know, hope and prosperity and the good things that every American has been lacking for the last 8 years. So the opportunity is, let's get this thing passed. Let's stay vigilant. Let's make sure that it does realize the full benefit and vision of what this president and what a lot of us are hoping it can be. But if we think that, hey, look, we're going to leave it up to Congress, let them pass it, and then let the politicians and the lobbyists handle this thing, then it's going to get twisted and bent out of shape and not be the tax reform that America expects and is calling for, right?
Indeed. Look, I think if there's one thing that Donald Trump knows, the president understands business, and he also understands history. Mm-hmm. And in the past, you know, when Kennedy cut taxes, when Reagan cut taxes, when Bush cut taxes, we saw a massive growth in GDP. We saw massive growth in
jobs,
wages,
right,
in revenue as well,
right,
and in
exactly.
jobs. So that's exactly what we're expecting with this tax plan.
Our conversation continues with Daniel Garza on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live and very, very, very independent, as you can tell.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bill Martinez here, and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with the executive director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel Garza is with us. Daniel hasn't been since the OJ trial, when there was a decision that came down that was so disruptive across this country. And I've said on the show, boy, I haven't heard so much flashback since the OJ trial as the decision that came down in the Kate Steinle murder case. But the big difference here, and I haven't seen it, is that where you had the black community coming out in numbers cheering the decision, I'm not seeing the Latino community coming out in mass celebrating this Steinle murder decision.
This is a shocker to everybody. I think this is a jolt to the U.S. justice system. You know, what they felt was a slam dunk turns out. I don't know if it was just, you know, shoddy legal defense here or prosecution. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this sent shockwaves across America and to a lot of people. And look, the political ramifications here is that folks are going to get, I think, a tougher on sanctuary cities and not allow for this. You have to allow law enforcement, local officials, and federal officials share information. At the end of the day, it's also the immigrant community that are in danger from these criminals who commit violent acts. You know, of course, you know, Americans too, but you know, they're the ones who reside in immigrant communities, and they are the ones who are most vulnerable too, and they have to step up and be involved in this.
And this has been tough, as you say, for the immigrant community to stand up against this, because they're the first ones to be objectified, you know, whether it's in, you know, drug running or sex solicitation, these kind of things, because when you are here as an illegal, as you and I have discussed before, Daniel, where can they go? I mean, there's no protection under the law for them.
They are vulnerable. And you know what the tragedy here is that the left misrepresents them. You know, like, for example, DACA. DACA has support, but the left is demanding it's their way or the highway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know that Obama's intractability showed us that it's going to be the highway. And, yes. You know, Republicans and Democrats have to reach consensus. And Democrats do not get to define what, you know, DACA legislation is or immigration legislation is. They both do. They have to come together. This is not a Democrat majority. They got to learn when to be pragmatic. And instead, all they do is hurl insults and hateful labels. And who suffers because of it? The immigrant community.
Exactly. Well, the fact of the matter is we're dealing with DACA right now because it is the result of the sins of both parties that have been going on for a long time for varying different motivations. Here we are today with a broken immigration system. And, you know, the president talks about super vetting. I just say, why don't you just vet? We got laws in place. We've got excellent immigration laws in place. It's just that, like everything else, people want to break the law. And like in this particular case with this immigrant, illegal immigrant that was here who killed Kate Stanley, you know, he's a 6-7 time felon. And, and it's like, wait a minute, what were we going to wait for the 10th felony to finally make sure he stayed out? And, of course, now, you've got the federal government coming in and saying, we're pressing charges against him. So he could be facing 50, 70 years, of prison time as a result of what he did there in San Francisco.
Absolutely. So obviously something has to be done in this individual case. But, you know, with respect to policy, you talked about different motivations. It just blew my mind that candidate Hillary Clinton would say that I am going to go beyond Barack Obama on executive action. Lady, it's already in the courts. It's already been shot down. And you want to go further? And that just, of course, exposes the fact that they're not interested in real reform. They're not interested in viable policy. They just want to distance themselves from any kind of, you know, a reasonable policy where folks can come together on, where Americans can agree. They want to take the extreme and then point to the other side as being intractable and hateful and, you know, bigots and whatever. Let's get to solutions. I know we can do that. But when you take such an extreme position, of course, you're going to distance yourself away from where America is at. And you just see that on the left, and it's so frustrating, you know, that they're not really seeking answers. All they want to do is politicize the situation.
Yeah, without a doubt, and it's a continual waste of money. I mean, hey, this is our tax money. This is what we're paying for. And even illegals, I mean, they talk about how they're contributing to the coffers of this government. Yes, that may be the case, but what a big waste of money that we're putting right down the black hole and the drain here, pursuing things that really do not advance the cause legitimately. And you bring up a good point here, Daniel. I want people to really catch this in terms of the misrepresentation of the Latino community. Most Latinos that I speak with are not ideologically fixed. They're very well grounded in their politics. They may not want to talk about it because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to fight. You know, they just want to sit around. Hey, I say they want to sit around. I mean, you know, when they're engaging and with people and it's about relationship. Hey, let's play the guitar. Let's have a beer. Let's have a good time. Here, have a churro, a tortilla, you know. But I mean, it's not about all this. This crazy political stuff that gets, off the rails here. This is what bothers me, is the misrepresentation of the community.
Absolutely. The left would like everybody to think that all Latinos care about is leftist politics and just on the issue of immigration. Look, Latinos are like all other Americans. We care about the economy, about education, about health care, about national security and immigration and border security when it comes to immigration, too. So you know, here's the thing. They also think a lot of folks have the false notion that the Latino vote is baked into the left. It is not. And I'll give you a quick example. In Colorado, this was a state that Barack Obama won by 65% in 2008, and then he won it by 85% in 2012. Mm-hmm. Michael Bennett, the Democrat senator, won it 90% of the Latino vote. And then Cory Gardner comes around in 2014 and runs for the U.S. Senate as a Republican. And engages the Latino community on the economy, on education, on health care, you know, all these issues that I'm talking about. And he got 45% of the Latino vote. Totally turned it around. And that's because, you know, he informed the community and engaged with them directly. And you just have to do the hard work, and Latinos are going to respond.
What other issues? I wanted to give you an opportunity to address the key issues in the Latino community right now that they're targeting.
For us, the economy is a big deal. School choice and, you know, when it comes to education is also a big deal. You know, parents, you know, they care about, you know, the educational system that is keeping their kids, you know, from, value in the marketplace in order to move up the economic ladder. And a lot of schools are failing to do that. And, you know, so we've been very involved at the state level, doing a lot of lobbying across the country in the state legislatures to get school choice options done. And we've received massive support from the Latino community. It's over 70% support for that.
Wow,
and then obviously tax reform. You know, done right, we can get lower rates, more certainty, higher wages, and millions of jobs like I was talking about. And then that's the economic growth for the Latino community. And we want that too. You know, to have a thriving America, you need a thriving Latino community. And to have a thriving Latino community, you need a thriving America. And so we need to get involved on these kind of issues that are going to be important for our children.
Right. It is a symbiotic relationship, no doubt about it. The thing that is surprising to me is how, in the face of the empirical evidence, you cited JFK, Ronald Reagan, even with Bill Clinton, when changes were made about tax reform, entitlements, welfare, those sort of things. We've had positive outcomes, but yet how quickly they're ignored and set to the wayside in order to, get desperate to get a vote. It's kind of like a musician. Instead of practicing the scales, they decide to distort the sound and just make it louder.
There's no question that there are leftist partisan hacks who would actually prefer that this tax plan fail, that we actually not produce growth, not produce jobs, not produce higher wages for purely partisan reasons. And it is irresponsible, and you see it in their eyes almost sometimes when they talk about these tax plans. It, like you say, in the face of what has been historically proven, that when people have more money in their pockets, they innovate more, they commerce more, they trade more, they create real, real growth, not government programs, but real products and services that are being delivered and imported, and that they increase wage demand and labor. It it boggles the mind.
Well, the other thing to look at, too, that people are not talking about here, they talk about it in a restricted sort of manner, and that is the global impact. A stronger America makes for a stronger world. America's citizens, they raise the bar. They start being more productive. Guess what happens to the rest of the world, Daniel?
Bill, if you make $36,000 a year, you are part of the world's wealthiest 1%, according to the World Bank. And half of the world's 1% reside in America. We are a wealthy nation because of our free market system. 86% of our millionaires are self-made. That's important for people to understand. That means they generated their own wealth. They didn't inherit it. They created it. But it's because we have a system that allows for that. I mean, we're 5% of the world's population, but we have 1/3 of the world's millionaires. Again, that's because of our free market system, and we have to defend it. But it also requires that we stop drawing so much money and so much wealth from the private sector and sending it over to where it's non-productive in the government.
Now, without a doubt, we start, rewarding positive behavior, growth behavior. That's what we'll get. And this is what Donald Trump brings to the discussion. And, many of us are very hopeful with this, and we look forward to tax reform that will be realized and beneficial for all concerned. Daniel Garza, the executive director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Look forward to having you back, as always. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas, huh?
Very Merry Christmas as well. God bless.
God bless.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related.